From the WGXC newsroom, this is the WGXC Hands-On Radio Daily News and Weather Report for Tuesday, June 28, 2016. I'm Philip Grant. Lorna Sherratt Littleway is reporting in the Columbia paper that the Hillsdale Town Board recently heard from Columbia Connect Chairman Howard Lieberman, who encouraged town officials and residents to exert pressure on Charter Communications to provide full broadband service to the area. Currently available internet service is slow compared to the broadband service in many other parts of the state, he said. Lieberman noted the Federal Communications Commission and state regulators placed requirements for upgraded service on Charter prior to approving the company's acquisition of Time Warner Cable, and he said there are, and I quote, piles of money, end quote, available to implement full broadband service. The effort will require a public-private partnership, Lieberman opined. He added that municipalities will have to be especially vigilant because Charter will not want to invest here. According to July 2014 data from the New York State Broadband Program Office, 74% of the county's population is unserved by broadband of 6 megabytes or more per second, which makes Columbia and neighboring Greene County the two worst served counties in the state. Columbia Connect is a countywide broadband task force created by the Ghent Community Action Network. You can read that full story in the Columbia paper. Today, Tuesday, June 28th, primary voters will go to the polls and choose the two candidates who will face off to replace Republican Chris Gibson in the November election for the 19th Congressional District seat. John Faso of Kinderhook and Andrew Haney of Millbrook in Dutchess County are competing for the Republican line, and Zephyr Teachout of Dover Plains in Dutchess County and Will Yandick of Livingston in Columbia County are vying for the Democratic line. Polls are open from noon to 9 p.m. For information, contact either the Greene County Board of Elections at 518-719-3550 or the Columbia County Board of Elections at 518-828-3115. Roger Hannigan-Gilson is reporting in the Register Star that a brush fire that burned more than 8 acres off Stevers Crossing Road in Philmont on Sunday, June the 26th, rekindled on Monday afternoon. 5 fire companies were dispatched to extinguish the blaze for the third time in 2 days. The flare-up was minor compared to the original fire, Mellonville Fire Chief Michael Lehman said. The Mellonville Department and 10 other fire companies were called to the scene late afternoon on Sunday after a piece of farm equipment caused a hay bale to ignite. When someone attempted to move the burning bale to the pond, it caught the field on fire. The fire destroyed approximately 20 round hay bales, but no crops, and firefighters were able to extinguish the fire before it spread into the woods. The fire occurred at Hillview Farm, the new location of Common Hands Farm, which is currently in the process of setting up operations on the land. You can read that full story in the Register Star. Katie Kosajansky is reporting in the Daily Mail on the cooperative school now open in Catskill. Catskill Wheelhouse was founded by 4 parents, Laura Anderson, Rob Kalin, Leslie Reed, and Andrea Mitchell, and is located on a 200-acre farm in Catskill. The Wheelhouse is described as a learning hub for children that embraces the beauty of nature as well as the community surrounding it. The nonprofit school serves children ages 3 through 10. They help with daily chores and clean up along with self-directed projects led by teachers at the school. And all of the food grown in the school's garden is harvested and eaten by the Wheelhouse students and staff. Anderson said the school is still accepting applications for its summer session and the fall semester. You can read that full story in the Daily Mail. The Register Star is reporting the police will target impaired drivers statewide beginning Friday, July the 1st, and continue until Tuesday, July the 5th. The Columbia County Sheriff's Office, New York State Police, and the Greenport and Hudson Police will participate in the Stop DWI crackdown, according to Columbia County Stop DWI. The campaign is also active during Labor Day weekend, Halloween, and the end of December. 1/3 of all driving fatalities involve drunken drivers, according to Columbia County Stop DWI. Matthew Hamilton is reporting at Capital Confidential that new polls from the 19th Congressional District show Democrat Zephyr Teachout and Republican John Faso have expanded their leads in their respective primary races. teach out Leeds Livingston farmer and journalist Will Yandick by 39 points, according to a Time Warner Cable News Siena College poll of likely Democrat primary voters released on Monday, June the 27th. Poll of likely GOP voters indicates Faso is leading fellow Republican Dutchess County businessman Andrew Haney by 30 points. 90% of the Democrats and 88% of the Republicans say they are unlikely to change their minds about whom they support before the primary on Tuesday, June 28. All four candidates are hoping to replace Kinderhook Republican Chris Gibson. Gibson is not seeking re-election. You can read that full story at Capital Confidential, a Times Union blog. Claire Boone reported in Hyperallergeric that Troy-based art activist group The Yes Men have now started a website called, and I quote, Share the Safety, end quote, purporting to be a joint effort between the National Rifle Association and arms manufacturer Smith & Wesson to donate a gun to a, and I quote, less fortunate, unquote, U.S. citizen for every gun sold. The Share the Safety program promised a gun to someone living in an at-risk neighborhood whenever someone purchases one of three Smith & Wesson weapons. Donors can also choose from 10 U.S. neighborhoods. The Troy-based group has previously had fake press conferences and a fake edition of the New York Times making various political points with their satire. This time, the group announced a gun initiative at the Reagan Library in California. You can read the full story in Hyperallergeric. Larry Rulison is reporting in the Times Union that Berkshire Bank is expanding out of New York and New England. The Pittsfield, Massachusetts bank is acquiring First Choice Bank of Lawrenceville, New Jersey, a move that pushes its influence into the Mid-Atlantic region. The deal is valued at $111.7 million and gives Berkshire six new branches in the Princeton, New Jersey area and two in the Philadelphia area. Berkshire Bank has a large capital region presence, including branches in Cairo, Chatham, Greenville, and Hudson. And now for the weather. The National Weather Service in Albany has issued a hazardous weather outlook for the Greater Capital District and the Mid-Hudson Valley for all day Tuesday and Tuesday night. Widespread showers and thundershowers are expected along a slow-moving cold front. There is a slight risk the thunderstorms may become severe, with damaging wind gusts the primary threat. Heavy rainfall is also expected, and isolated flash flooding will be possible, mainly for urban and poor drainage locations. For today, the National Weather Service in Albany is predicting a chance of showers, then showers and thunderstorms likely after noon. Some storms could be severe with damaging winds and heavy rain, mostly cloudy with a high near 82 degrees. Tuesday night, showers and thunderstorms before 2 a.m., then a chance of showers. Some of those storms could be severe with heavy rain. The temperature low will be around 61 degrees. The forecast for the next 2 days, well, on Wednesday, a slight chance of showers with thunderstorms also possible afternoon. It will be partly sunny with a high near 81 degrees. On Wednesday night, partly cloudy with a low around 57. And on Thursday, sunny with a high near 83 degrees. Thursday night, mostly clear with a low around 58 degrees. Sunrise today was at 5:52 a.m., and the sun will set at 8:35 p.m., providing us with 15 hours and 13 minutes of daylight. Just about the same as yesterday. And that wraps up the WGXE Hands-On Radio Daily News and Weather Report for today, Tuesday, the 28th day of June, 2016. From the WGXE Newsroom, I'm Philip Grant. Have a good day and a pleasant tomorrow.